little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, September 11th, 2018, 17th year anniversary of 9/11 tragedy here in the United States. We'll remember that all day long. Hope you're well. Looking forward to a good show today. Tony Morrell joins us 8:05 this morning. We're going to discuss South Carolina's loss to Georgia over the weekend, and then we're going to preview Marshall coming to town with him. A lot of news and notes to get to. In a minute, I'll let our good friend Zach Orr tell you about the Dabo Swinney call-in show last night, Tiger Calls. In case you didn't stay up and see football last night, it was actually a couple of blowouts. It was the Jets going and taking care of the Detroit Lions. Said they had signals, 48-17. Jets put up 31 third-quarter points in this one. Close game at halftime, 17-10 at halftime, and Jets came back and just blew them away there in the second half. Rams went to the Raiders and won 33-13 week one in the books in the NFL. PGA Tour yesterday, we saw Keegan Bradley win in a playoff over Justin Rose. Rose bogeyed the 18th in regulation, bogeyed the 18th in the first playoff hole, and Keegan Bradley wins on the PGA Tour for the first time in 6 years. Also, Justin Rose moves to number one in the world. Tiger Woods had another really solid event. He was right there in contention again and tied for sixth finish for teed up. They've now moved to the Tour Championships coming up in a couple of weeks in Atlanta, but they'll be moving on without Jordan Spieth. Didn't finish in the top 30. Found it yesterday, speaking of golf, Tony Finau, the final captain's choice for the United States Ryder Cup team. Good news for Clemson football yesterday. T. Higgins, Mitch Hyatt, and Cleveland Farrell, all ACC players of the week. We also find out depth chart changes. Cade Stewart now listed as a co-starter at right guard with Sean Pollard. And Xavier Thomas now is a co-backup with Logan Rudolph behind Austin Bryant. 4 o'clock kickoff for South Carolina and Vanderbilt. SEC Network coming up in a couple of weeks. Found that out yesterday. Also found out the time of the Clemson-Georgia Tech game in Atlanta a week from Saturday. 3:30. Don't know what network yet. They'll decide either ESPN Network of Families. But 3:30 will be the kickoff down in Hotlanta. Major League Baseball last night. Yankees win. Atlanta wins. Boston was off. Philadelphia rained out. Boston now 8-game lead over the Yankees. That's over in Atlanta. A 5-game lead now in the National League East. And finally, we'll monitor Clemson University and Athletic Department and South Carolina, University of South Carolina Athletic Department, all monitoring Hurricane Florence. I hope this isn't as big a deal as it looks. I hope it's just a typical hysteria of something 1,000 miles away that oftentimes doesn't turn out to be what they think is going to be, but mass evacuations and all that planned throughout the day or throughout the week. So we'll get to all those things and more. Thoughts and prayers, those on the coast, by the way. All those things and more. But the single most important thing we do every day is introduce the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, the do-it-all everything around here, Mr. Orr24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Warren Mickey, how we doing?
Couldn't be better, man. Just excited. It's just a great time of year.
Great time of year.
Yes.
Great time of year.
Yes.
You did the show yesterday morning. And then I assume you went home and caught up on some sleep at some point yesterday?
No, didn't do it. Well, last night, Meredith looked at me and said, is it okay to go to bed at 8 o'clock? And I went to bed about 9:30 last night. So, but took a little bit of that. No, cleaned up around the house, got all the laundry done. You know, you come back home and you got to do all that stuff. Get back in your normal flow. And then watched the storm, hit a few golf balls, came home, watched... I watched a little bit of Florida Kentucky replay yesterday.
Yeah.
Besides that, I watched golf all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
With those guys making it pretty good. Well, Tito playing well, man.
Did you play yesterday? Put some of those lessons balls. into
yeah,
work.
Hit balls. It's hard, man. What I'm trying to do is hard, but I can do it. Your guy, 17 under par. He shot 263 for the sixth time in his career. First time he didn't win by shooting 263. I told you, that's what he's running into now. You're thinking 17 under par wins an awful lot, but not when Keegan Bradley and Justin Rose go 20 under. You know, Rory goes 18, Herschel and Xander goes 19 under par. It's just tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough world now. First time he ever shoots 263 and doesn't win. So anyway, what'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, a little of this, a little of that. Nothing too crazy. We did a little show in the morning, and then we were out and about for the rest of the day.
Not true.
And now we're here.
No, you did a little tire calls last night.
Mm-hmm. We did.
I need to know, man. I know you learned one thing. Every single time you come in here on Tuesdays, I'm going to ask you, what's the one thing you learned?
yesterday, I learned that Dabo is already almost done talking about A&M. And what happened?
We aren't.
He wants to make it known that he's proud of his team's effort in the game, mm-hmm. and their will and drive to win.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also tell he is rather annoyed after watching the game tape and seeing the many, many mistakes, as he put it, and the countless opportunities to go ahead in that game and kind of step on the throat. There were too many that needed to be corrected, and he's still kind of annoyed at that.
Yeah, I can understand that. They made a ton of mistakes in the game, but in the end, they did get away with the win. I have some remaining thoughts about that game before we turn the page over tomorrow.
Sure.
To Georgia Southern, 3:30 coming up on Saturday. But I didn't get a chance to hear, so I'm going to ask you that every single Monday or every single Tuesday, I should say. What did you learn from Dabo coming out of all that? All right, everything else good?
Everything else is great.
Life's good. Life's grand. Treating you all good.
Couldn't be better.
Good. Glad to hear that. Did you watch NFL last night?
Yes, I did watch the NFL last night.
Started early.
I turned on Monday Night Football. Little Jets and Lions to start the day, start the night. And I got a lot of buddies that are Jets fans, so it's always fun to see the Jets play and usually lose. Sam Darnold drops back to pass, rolls right, throws back across the field on his first play.
Pick six.
And I start rolling on the floor laughing because that is quintessential Jets. Like, that was a peak Jets moment. Turns out Matt Patricia and the Lions were not prepared to play the Jets last night and ended up taking one on the chin. As the Jets defense has all kinds of turnovers, they had defensive touchdowns. Sam Darnold turns around and has a very nice game. And the Jets jump all over Detroit and blow them out. A lot of fun last night if you're a Jets fan, no?
Yeah, they said they had their signals last night.
They did. They said they knew the hand signals that Stafford was using pre-snap, and they were able to jump routes accordingly.
Why would you tell people you had that? Everybody knows you. I mean, you know, it happens every game. You're trying to steal signals.
Oh, you're not going
to
play them again.
Yeah, but if you're the opponent, everybody knows it. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So,
about that.
And then saw Gruden lose that at the end.
Yeah, good point. Surprised in the second game at all? Anything come out of that for you? Rams, I don't know how much you saw the Rams put it to them second. That's another one. Oakland had a lead at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rams scored 33 unanswered in the second half. Jared Goff, two touchdowns, no picks, 233. Gurley had 108 rushing. Cooks had 87 yards. You know, say touchdown. Gurley had a touchdown reception as well. So
I think the fans in Oakland are probably in for a longer season than they realized.
Yeah.
With John Gruden coming back. They went, I don't know if you saw the beginning of the game, they go right down the field, go 70 yards and score right at the beginning. And people are excited, and it was pandemonium in Oakland in the Coliseum, which is just a terrible look for an NFL franchise. They needed to get out of there because
it's awful.
Playing on the dirt baseball, of a baseball diamond
dirt,
makes no sense to
it's
me.
Not good.
But it was nice to see little devil football games on Monday Night Football.
At least the people of Oakland have a very good A's organization left behind, and they have a very good Golden State organization left behind.
Sure.
But this Raider organization just hadn't been great as of late. And boy, I'm glad I picked the Browns now rather than the Raiders. After we're 0-1. We kissed our sister this weekend. That was a lot of fun. So that was a good deal there. Did you watch Tiger Woods yesterday?
I monitored the first nine, and then I watched from there on and hit some...
He was in it.
Hit some great putts. Hit some great shots.
He was in it.
Missed some putts that really hurt me.
To the two bogeys, what mm-hmm. really hurt. Mm-hmm. But 65 yesterday, and finished sixth. Just three shots back. And tell you what, man, he's played great coming down the stretch. Great in his playoffs, and now he is 20th, heading into next week, or not this weekend, but the following weekend down in Atlanta. You know, we're going to be in Atlanta next weekend. So, is that right? Yeah, we're going to be down there for the Tour Championships. I might do our show from down there. That'd be pretty cool. Nah, not sure that's the case. Got a lot to do when it comes to our friends at Get Warrior Tough. I'm going to tell you about what's Andrew Whitman, really, really good guy, and a guy that I just learned so much from our mental days we had with him, our mental toughness days we had with him, mental toughness training. He can come into your organization and he can take care of you. If you mention it now for a limited time, WCCP listeners, you get a customized training for your organization that fits your budget. So he can work with you from a budget standpoint. All right. 977-1443. Call him today, 864-977-1443. 1443. It's getwarriortough.com. You're going to absolutely love getting with this guy to unlock your brain's power and potential to thrive in great situations and to keep fear and anxiety from hijacking your emotions and defeat these negative effects of stress. Get your business rocking. Get you personally rocking. You're going to love Andrew Whitman. Getwarriortough.com, 977-1443. He'll personally fit it to your budget. All right. We've got a lot to do today. What's on tap?
A ton to do today.
What's on tap for segment two?
Well, we have a guest here in the studio in the next segment, little Ryan. He said he's going to come here and see what radio is all about.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. So I think we're going to move segment two, if that's okay.
Okay.
We were going to talk a little bit about today and what that means, but we'll probably push that a little bit.
Okay. Sounds good to me, man. Looking forward to that. We're going to... I still got some A&M stuff to talk about.
A lot of A&M stuff to talk about. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah. We have some Georgia, South Carolina stuff to talk about. You know, did we get a single... I know we got about three Georgia calls, maybe four Georgia calls yesterday.
No South Carolina calls.
Why not?
I don't know.
I was looking forward to hearing this yesterday that I didn't get. The validation of me being right. Because it's so important for me to be right in this world and to prove you wrong.
Sweet vindication.
Licking the salt from your tears and those sure. delicious salty...
Sure, yeah. Sure.
I was looking forward to... Mickey... We should listen to you. You were right. Georgia's better than us at every single position.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get those, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why, but we didn't get those. So maybe we'll move forward with that and get at one or two of those from South Carolina fans. Now, on a serious note, we'll hear from Tony Morrell coming up. Can't wait to hear that. Hey, before we take our break, are you excited at all? Baseball playoffs coming up. I know you're a huge Yankee fan. And,
Yanks won last night.
Yeah. What's the latest with Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge is taking batting practice now. He still has pain in the wrist, but he wants to play. Took some batting practice in Minnesota last night. Hit one into the third deck in Minnesota last night. So he can still hit the ball. Just he can still hit it a very long way. It's just if he can manage the pain going forward. Gary Sanchez had three hits last night, including a 450-foot bomb. So
he's coming back.
So,
Stanton's hamstring healthy?
Stanton seems to be regressing a little bit.
But he's hurt, man. He's hurt. We'll see what happens. So we'll see what comes out.
Very excited about the baseball playoff.
Yes, yes. Excited about the Ryder Cup coming up? Tour Championship and the Ryder Cup?
Not particularly.
T-Dub, man, that was fun yesterday watching.
Yesterday was fun, but I'm a major golf kind of guy. Is that bad?
You see where Jordan Spieth might be fined by the PGA Tour?
For what?
You have to play in 25 events every year or play in one new event, one that you hadn't played in. And you got to do that every 4 years, and he has not played in a new event. And he only played in 24 events. He was banking on making the Tour Championship. He finished 31st. He didn't. He faces a substantial fine or some sort of suspension.
No way.
Then they later say that, and they don't really talk about their fines, but speculation is it's $20,000. They're going to let Spieth off easy. It's an interesting rule, though, because they want their players to play or play in new venues, you know, new places. So.
He was banking on being successful this year.
And he
was
successful.
Look at that smile.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. I'll also continue my Twitter wars with a couple of trolls out there about the quarterback situation. Clemson got a lot to say about that. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Here's the deal. We'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our healthcare text line, 986-1566. Both those are carried at area code 864s. Or on Twitter, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. We'll take a break. We'll come back for more. It's the Tuesday edition. More after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting clemsontigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network, communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it. And be on the job 24-7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Made-from-scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into the day.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. This is a company that is a full-service lumberyard. I want to talk to you about something they do. They have these installed services. They do these things that can help you out from a consumer. For all the ladies and moms of the house, for all the men that like the idea of home improvement, I want you to call Wes and ask about your cabinets and see these custom-made, custom-designed cabinets. It is our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Wes designs these. They make these. They install these. And is among the highest-skilled labor I've ever seen. He is a magician. He is an artist. And he does an absolutely phenomenal job. Call him. We did it in our mudroom, laundry room, kitchen, bathrooms, and even in Meredith's walk-in closet that is a Taj Mahal of closets. Wes came in and he worked his magic. We have had absolutely zero issues. We love it. Matter of fact, we're going to plan to do more. Most likely going to have some sort of home entertainment type cabinets being built, and we're looking forward to that. It's our friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Again, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Normally, Mr. Or 24, we have a little segment, too, where you take over.
Sure.
We're not doing that today.
We're not.
No, we have a special guest this morning.
Absolutely.
Our good friend Ryan here, who's in the fifth grade at Clemson Elementary, joins us. We're going to show him around the studios a little bit and what we do around here a little bit. Ryan, how you doing, man? Everything good with you? You doing all right this morning?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Now, fifth grade, that's a big deal. Clemson Elementary, y'all go through sixth grade or fifth grade?
We end at fifth grade, okay. And then I go to RC Edwards.
Man, big move next year. This is not your first radio deal, though.
No, I actually went on the lake
right. In
Seneca
to
promote the play I'm in. It's the nerd at Oconee Community.
You don't play the nerd, though.
No, I play a cool kid named Thor.
Oh.
He's kind of bratty, kind of stuck up, but he does have some funny parts.
Well, that's good. You like making people laugh with all that.
Yes,
that'd be good. I was asking during the break, you're a sports fan.
Yes.
Your favorite teams are?
The Patriots and the Tigers. I'm sorry.
Clemson Tigers.
Yes, Clemson
so
Tigers.
So you got one out of two right. How in the world did you get to be a Patriot fan?
Well, I mean, my dad has been a Patriot fan because he's a Michigan fan,
mm-hmm.
and they've got Tom Brady, and they've got a couple other guys, but...
That's right.
On the Patriots.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But you're a huge Clemson fan. Did you stay and watch the whole game the other night? Fan.
Well, I was actually at the play during the Texas A&M game, so I couldn't really watch it, but I did watch it. I did watch the end of it at intermission.
Nice, man. Nice. Did the play go as well as the football game went? Did you win the play?
Yeah, I'm only in the first half of the play,
yeah.
so.
So you can relax after that?
Yeah, I get to relax, watch the game.
That's pretty cool, man. We're looking forward to having you around here today, all right?
Yes, you'll
take some phone calls?
You. Sure.
All right, that sounds great. Let's do this. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's go to solid orange Clemson fan here early on our Northland Communication phone lines. Good morning, solid orange Clemson fan. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you guys doing, Mickey and Zach? And who was the guy you got in there with you today?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, sound like a pro on the radio, man.
He's great.
This is my first time calling in, so I'm a little nervous. Solid Orange Fan is the name. I follow you guys on Twitter. Wanted to talk a little bit about some of the halftime decisions that were made with the Clemson and Carolina games. And I really think that, well, go with Carolina first, the Carolina decision at halftime really not to run the ball and come out running the ball and even give it a chance against Georgia was really their downfall. It was, you know, save the interception, the pick six, it was a pretty even game up until that point, I thought.
I agree with you on that. And I watched the first half live. I watched the second half when we got home. We had to go in the stadium and or make our way over. So I watched the second half when I got back Sunday night. And I agree with you on that. It was it seems to me, and this happens at South Carolina every once in a while, where they'll have series where they throw it three times, and then they'll have series where they run it three times. That's what they did to start the second half. The first part of it, I want to make sure I'm right by saying this, the first drive coming out of halftime really hurt the Gamecocks because they were down by 17 when Georgia taking the ball straight down the field and scoring. Then the Gamecocks come out and they go three straight passes for exactly about 8 yards, third and two, and it's an incomplete pass. That certainly hurt them. They come back out after another touchdown. It's 34-10, and they go three straight runs with Rico Dowdle. Then they throw a pick. Then they have an touchdown. They only had it four times in the second half. The pick, you know, wasn't, the game was over by then. But they, and as I told you going into that game, they had to run the football and have some semblance of a running game. In that game, 20 carries compared to 48 passes. The pass-run balance wasn't very good. They only had 54 yards rushing on 20 carries.
I'd rather fail on trying to have a little bit of a balanced game than fail the way they did. It just it looked absolutely ridiculous.
Totally agree.
Over on the Clemson game, I think everybody and their mama knew that Trevor Lawrence was coming out in the second half. And of course, looking back, it's easy to say, hey, that was a mistake because you had two basically wasted series there. But I think Jimbo knew for sure that since there was a fumble there down at the goal line, that Kelly Bryant was going to be out and Trevor Lawrence was going to come in for a couple of series at least. And it almost cost us the game.
Well, let's say this about that. There was no ev. I thought the offense, there's some curious play calling in here. Let me make sure I'm right by saying this too, because, you know, my old age here, solid orange Clemson fan, you'll see me.
Yeah, I got it too. I'm right there with you. Yeah. 42 years young.
In the first series, they, for some reason, another surprising part of, they go Tavion Feaster to start the second half. And A&M attacks it. They go with a run on the first play, and they only get a yard. It's second down and nine. The biggest play of that drive was the bad snap on second and nine, and they lose 7 yards, and it's third and 16. And then they, you know, the Tigers ended up trying to run a little draw to make sure they don't make a mistake. So the snap, I don't know if Trevor Lawrence had zero to do with the snap on that one. I mean,
that's true.
So that's not his fault. The second time around in the second series, he goes incomplete pass to Richard on first down. Then a swing pass out to Travis Etienne on second down for no gain. On third down, they blitz him. I thought Lawrence did a great job of escaping the rush. He rolls out to right. He sidearm flicks his ball out to Hunter Renfro with the guy in his face, and it was an 8-yard completion short of the first downs. I didn't think Trevor played really bad in that series. Now, you go back to the vertical balls, the adjustments that Tony made after that by going to Bryant, and they scored 2 touchdowns. And look, I want to give Bryant all the credit in the world. He played great in the third quarter. The offense looked great in the third quarter. But in the fourth quarter, Clemson got the first down on a Bryant run, And that's the only first down they made. So it's not like that Bryant and the offense played great in the fourth quarter.
It seemed like they went completely into conservative.
They did.
Oh, let's just hold on to this lead mode.
They did. And it worked because they won the game. My point by saying all that, though, Solid Orange fan, is that I don't think that – I mean, and Bryant in those two drives, Bryant had three really good drives in the game. And Lawrence really only had the one good drive in the game. I'm going to give A&M a lot of credit defensively, but it's not like that they lit it up in the fourth quarter with only one first down. You know, so you can say, well, they went Bryant won the game. He did in the third quarter, but the fourth quarter, they didn't play all that well. In the first half, I thought it was pretty even in there. The point is they're not going to all of a sudden say, all right, well, Bryant's our guy now. He won the starting job now. For two series, he looked really, really good.
I don't think so either. I think that they're still going to share snaps, but maybe they'll structure it a little differently.
I think it's going to be structured differently every week. I think every week you're going to see something different. I think that on the games, because mark my words, we got a lot of Kelly Bryant fans now, rightfully so. He played awesome, and I love what he did there. But there's going to be some games here coming up where the offense goes three straight drives with Bryant in the game and they get a first down or two first downs and don't score. And then Lawrence will come in, lead them touchdown drive, and they go, well, that's it. Now the freshman's ready. You know, now he's, you know, they're going to put him in the game now. He's ready now. He wasn't ready before. Now he's ready. You know, so we'll see how it turns out. It's going to be a fluid situation all year.
It's an awesome problem to have, to have two quarterbacks that are this capable at this point. And the growth that you can see from Bryant over the summer and over practice, he's making some throws of more consistency this year that he did not make with that same consistency last year.
Right. Well, yeah, some, but at the same time, just point out that, you know, play another side here, the screen game doesn't work. And it doesn't work because it takes so long to get out there. He's not very accurate in throwing his balls. So they've not improved at all with him in the game on the screen game. So,
that's true.
You know, that's part of it. He played good, especially with the two deep balls that he threw. Or got away with one, but threw the other great, great deep ball to Hunter Renfro through it all. I thought he played great. The run game, I thought the touchdown run and then the big first down run in the second half, I thought those were key plays. And so he gave you a little more in the running game this week than you maybe saw earlier or in the end of last year, too. So that was good to see. It's going to be a lot of fun watching, no doubt about it.
All right, man. Well, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, call more often.
Good first call. That was a good first call.
It was a great first call.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, I get this narrative, though, that now, first of all, people say, you're backtracking because Kelly Bryant needs to play. No, we said that in August that he's going to play, needs to play, deserves to play. I told you what Patrick Sapp told me about it and what I believed in that. I told you what Taj Boyd and Rodney Williams are talking about, the guys that have been to practice. They say, man, you know, he's playing really well in his scrimmages, and so he's going to play. So we get that. We also told you it was going to be a fluid situation. But I think we've got some folks out there that are putting this narrative that, well, now – he's a starting quarterback, and now we'll go back to, no, Dabo hadn't said that, and it's not going to be the case. And I went back and watched the game, saw it in person, and watched it again. He played good. He didn't play great. There were some big misses in there, big mistakes in there, too.
Sure.
And both guys will continue to do this. The problem, the great problem they have here is that both guys still bring a whole lot to the offense. And when one guy plays well against one group, a personnel group or one scheme, that's great. When he doesn't play well, then we've got somebody else who might be able to play well and give you something totally different. Does that make sense? I like this deal here. I don't have a problem with it. And it's going to continue to change every single week.
Is this going to be a conversation for the entire year? Or is there going to be a point where one or the other can separate enough that we don't have this conversation every week?
By this conversation, I think I said this in August. I don't think we'll ever get to a week in which one guy won't take at least 20% of the snaps.
Do you believe in watching that game again? You watched it obviously live in person up there in the heavens, looking down on it, right, essentially?
Right.
And then you came home, watched it on TV. You could see some things that
I was up by the satellite that originally posted it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Maybe see some things that you didn't see the first time.
I saw a lot of things I didn't see the first time.
Do you think, in your esteemed opinion of Mickey Plyler, the Mickey Plyler Show, has heard on 105.5, that one of the quarterbacks could have played that entire game and they could have been less successful or would have been the exact same outcome?
I think that had Bryant played 100% of the snaps, Clemson could have won. Had Lawrence played 100% of the snaps, Clemson would have won.
Would it have been a two-point game?
I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, the thing you got to ask yourself is, what was Elko doing? Tony Elliott told us yesterday that they tried to set the edge with their ends. They did some run blitz. To be honest with you, it's bad to say it, the two guards didn't play very well for Clemson.
The interior didn't play very well.
Right, the interior offensive line didn't play well because the center played bad. The interior offensive line didn't play very well.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't run the ball to the middle because A&M physically handled you up front in between the tackles. They did a pretty good job of setting the edge, according to Tony Elliott. I'm not sure of that because I don't know if Clemson ran the ball in the perimeter all that much. Maybe a little jet sweep, maybe. Some of that might help. You can always go back and look and say you've done other things in there. So what it came to was that they're going to throw the ball and they're going to throw it on the edges. They're going to throw it outside the hashes.
Mm-hmm.
Bryant made the two throws, the one to Higgins, which, I mean, it sounds like blasphemy saying it, but that wasn't a great throw. The throw to Renfro was the best throw of the night.
Sure.
The best play of the night, as far as Bryant goes, was the third down throw across the middle to Amari Rodgers.
Oh.
For the big 60-yard gain. Because he stood up in the pocket and took a hit there. That's a big improvement throw across the middle there. Lawrence was, again, that wasn't a great throw to Higgins. Higgins made the play. But I'll ask you this going forward.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, okay, here's what we're going to do in the pass game. We're going to take away the middle of the field. We're going to go with the fades. I think Bryant throws a pretty good 9-route jump ball fade deal over there. I think Lawrence throws a pretty good 9-ball jump route fade over there. At least he did throwing the ball to Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
And at least that Bryant did in a couple times last year in the Auburn game last year. Remember a couple of those to Ray? He made a couple of good throws there. I think those guys pretty much – I think that's probably the strength of Bryant's throwing and one of the throws that he can make. Right? So, because that makes sense then that both guys, I think, would have won the game.
Yes.
Because I trust those guys making those throws.
Sure.
Okay. The real issue to me, as far if you want to talk about coaching and playing, is some of the personnel sets of ETN has to touch it more than 11 times.
There's a narrative out there where people are not happy with the play calling and what happened on the field offensively, that it was a poorly called game from Elliott and Jeff Scott. Is that fair?
Well, it's resource oriented.
Sure.
If you're not moving the ball offensively.
Even in the heat of the game, though, did you not feel that?
I would have. Again, let me be very, very clear to all of us listening.
Sure.
We all don't know scheme-wise what Elko was doing. We don't know how much robber coverage, how much zero coverage, how much they're changing their, you know, we don't, because we're watching on TV and you don't get to see a lot of that. So I'm going to trust Tony Elliott, the single brightest football coach I've ever been around in my life. I'm going to trust him and his knowledge of what A&M was doing. Now, then it's judgment after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because none of us are skilled enough to know or have the capability of knowing, okay, here's the front, here's the coverage, here's the blitz scheme, here's what they're doing. They were sending pressure, sending some delay blitz, a lot of secondary blitzes, sending safety an awful lot through some of those. So with that said, you can criticize, but I'll ask you, what would you have done differently? Because it's okay to criticize. But then the second question would be, all right, then what to do?
I think that's a good question for after the break.
Sounds great to me. Ryan, ready to come back, man? We'll take a little short break right now?
Yeah.
All right, man, let's do this. All right. Let me tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Let them take care of your garage floor. It's going to look awesome. We got some before and after pictures of Jersey Jack's, what he's going to look like, what his garage floor is going to look like. That's going to be really cool. This is a process that in today's world, we're busier and busier and busier, right? So we love the fact that we have some convenience out there. It doesn't get any more convenient than Carolina Flooring Specialists. They come to your home. They'll measure your garage. They'll show you the colors they use. You'll pick out whichever one you want. Then you don't move anything. You don't pay them until they're done. You don't move a finger. They move everything out of your garage. They lay this epoxy-based floor, this solid-based floor down. They put everything back in your garage. I like that idea. Let them take care of it for you. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. If it is scheme, Mr. Or 24, I want to know then what would you do differently? We'll do that when your turn from after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hi friends, Mickey Fowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 F-150 crew cab with tow mode, up to $6,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any dealer fees. See the 2018 F-150 today. Trucks do cost less and travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Fleiler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight.
Big day, 10-1-2020. Get ready for it. What's going to happen is, with this real ID stuff, is that everybody's going to panic. And everybody's going to go there at the end and procrastinate, and then you're going to have to stand these much longer lines. You can avoid all that right now, and you can avoid that with our friends at the SCDMV, because it takes, we're talking about about 25 minutes. It's not a long process at all. I want you to go to scdmvonline.com. to find out what you need, your proof of identity and your proof of social security numbers, or any of your legal name changes, documents, anything you got to have like that, let them take care of you there and bring those. And also you can find your local branch. You can see wait times on it. Get the real ID. You're going to need it to fly in 2020. You're going to need it to enter any kind of secure federal building. Just make it so much easier with a real ID. Go to scdmvonline.com. All right, Mr. Orr24. Got a couple things for you here in this segment. And I'm going to get to some phone calls here. But quickly, let me ask you this. Tony Elliott met with the media yesterday.
Sure.
And again, I trust Tony Elliott. I go back and look at it, and I'll look it up again for what the his record is here at Clemson. And just give you a little idea of just how good he is. And we are extremely lucky to have him here. But he said that A&M, they decided they weren't going to give up anything in the middle of the field. And we all know that Kelly Bryant's not great in the middle of the field. He said that they want to make you go to the perimeter, and they're extremely physical against the screens. I will agree with that. Clemson's screen game did not work, correct? Can we agree that the screen game was not working?
That is correct.
They tried it a couple times to Amari Rodgers, tried it on the running back screens to ETN, and got really nothing out of that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they're in a one-high structure, so safety in the middle of the field, and to take away any of the deep balls in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they attacked the running game with seven in the box. So the real issue to me is, and they blitzed the inside running game. The real issue to me is that Clemson's guards and the center did not do a good job against the stunts of the inside pressure. A&M did a great job of setting edges. So you're starting to limit yourself on things you can do. You're not going to throw the ball deep across the middle. So then you have to go to the passing game out on the outside of the hashes. I'll ask you now again. I do think big picture wise, ETN's got to carry it more. He's got to be in the game more.
Got to have more than eight carries.
Right. I don't like the quarterback runs at the end of the game. I don't think. Let me make sure I'm right with saying those are three quarterback runs at the on the three play and out. Bryant run. I don't like that. I want the running back running the ball. But for those that say they got conservative, and they did, I go back to these. It's all easy, greasy, lemon squeezy to criticize. I thought that one of the turning points of Tony Elliott's career was when they're playing Notre Dame a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tigers are up fairly big in the game. And they're driving again. They got the ball about 30-yard line, and they try a fade route. Not a fade route. Try a vertical passing route in the corner to Artavis Scott. And the ball's picked. Super aggressive in that play. Notre Dame gets it. They start driving down the field, and they turn the game around and had to hold off a two-point conversion. At that point in time, people called in, rightfully so, and said, man, too aggressive right there. Needed to run the ball right there.
Well, I mean, hindsight, right?
Right. Now, at the end of games,
because if that play works, well, he stepped on the throat there. It's over.
He was aggressive.
Yeah.
He went for the kill shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of games, when you're conservative, you know, and you don't run the clock out, and they're like, too conservative. So that's easy to see. This is a good point. 29-1. Let me see here. 31. 41. and 41 and 4. They're 43 and 4 under Tony Elliott as the offensive coordinator. This is a lot like the questions about the offensive line, how bad the offensive line are.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're winning games and scoring points, the offensive line can't be all that bad. They're 43 and 4 under Tony Elliott.
Hey, listen, I don't think anybody's questioning how good of a coordinator he is. But, you know, we can have a bad day at work, can't we? Everybody has one of those from time to time.
I get that. But now there's some things that scheme-wise, I look at it three different ways. Personnel, scheme, and then adjustments or individual certain play calls.
Sure.
Scheme being big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Play calling being small picture, a single play or two or here.
So scheme wise, he had the first half to get that, to react to whatever happened in the first half. Halftime adjustments, were enough halftime adjustments made? Is it fair to be critical of what was happening in the second half?
Well, they scored the same amount of points in the second half as in the first half.
Sure.
And I would say this, the two, it looked like in the second half with the two deep balls that they decided to go vertical and decided to throw it to the outside with the nine receivers or in the five receiver with Renfro. But they made deep ball throws. In those two drives, it was a...
You're still ignoring the middle of the field completely.
A 40-yard pass to Renfro.
Yeah.
And the second one to Higgins. A 50-yard pass to Higgins. Mm-hmm. Clemson had had four passes over 50 yards in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's 200 yards of your offense on four plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not sure you're ignoring the deep part of center part of the field, but I don't want to throw in a coverage.
Oh, even then, yes, I agree with you. But those short and intermediate routes, something that is not a strength of Kelly Bryant.
Right.
Those open up those deeper balls down the middle of the field, do they not?
Yes.
You talked about the defense was bringing delayed blitzes a lot.
Right.
Whether that's a linebacker or that's a safety.
Yep.
That's going to put holes in your coverage somewhere.
Right. I did not think Clemson did a great job of replacing those guys. A&M did a much, much better job of replacing that blitzer with a tight end or a guy on a safety valve type thing with the throw. I thought they did a great job of that. Clemson did not do a great job with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that part of it. And at the end of the game, I'd like to see ETN run the ball. And on short yardage, I'd like to see ETN be running the ball. That's my points. Outside of that, I'll listen. I think that's fair to listen.
Of course.
In the end, probably still go with Tony. I'm going to tell you up front. Probably going to cast my lot with what Tony says.
Of course you're going to go with the guy who's a paid professional and has been wildly successful in his job.
But it's not beyond reproach.
You're not taking away from his overall body of work.
Right.
It's just his last game, the last time they went out there, there was times where you can have a question or two about the offense.
But my major point through all that is, if your interior offensive line is getting whipped, it really does take away a lot of your options.
It was surprising, again, to see Kate Stewart in there instead of Pollard.
Right.
I don't know.
It was surprising to see Falsinelli not play well.
Justin was terrible.
And Simpson not play well.
Mm-hmm.
So those three guys, you know, if you get beat up front, man, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Absolutely.
Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing? Hey, Chad. Is he with us? Chad, you with us? No. He dropped.
Here you go.
Oh, here you go. Our friend Delvin from Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Yeah. I want to get your take on Kevin Wallace coming yesterday. They better not try to test us. I guess he didn't play in the game Saturday night when he got torched for 430 yards and stuff like that. I want to get your take on his comments there. Well, you shot that... South Carolina is only a 13, and I think that's a 13.5-point favorite against Marshall. I thought it would be bigger than that.
Yeah. Marshall's not a great team this year, I don't think. Marshall's 2-0, but their wins haven't been all that impressive yet. We'll go over a bunch of Marshall stuff tomorrow. I'm a little bit surprised, but I think South Carolina will cover a two-touchdown spread right now. I'm not surprised by that. On the Kayvon Wallace stuff, you know, players say things. I mentioned this yesterday about South Carolina guys. You want your guys to be confident, and you want your guys to, you know, feel like that. You know, that kind of, and look, Wallace, I thought played pretty well. He got a bunch of hands on a bunch of balls, but you know, didn't come up and he came up with the last pick on the 2-point conversion through all that stuff. Caused the one fumble the one of the turning points of the game as well. But, man, how many times did he either tip a ball and it went to somebody, you know, for a touchdown, or was right there to make a play and it went barely over his hands? So, you know what? It's a results-oriented world. A&M had success throwing the ball down the field against Clemson safeties. So you might want to go back and make your adjustments. I think they will get better. I think the pass rush will be better. I think we'll see some holding calls in there. I think we'll see some down distance calls in there. But certainly, didn't play great, no doubt. Devin, I appreciate the phone call. Hey, one quick thing, and I thought Tony Elliott made a good point here.
Sure.
When you don't have first down success, it really hurts your play calling. And I'm going to go back, and I'll do this in the second hour. First down, Clemson didn't play very well. And there's a lot of second longs in there. So we'll talk much more about that coming up. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, the great team at Prime Lending take care of you. They want to be your lender. They want to give you a better shot at remodeling. They want to give you a better shot at going and making sure that you have everything you need, all your questions answered when it comes to refinancing, when it comes to buying a home. Put them to work for you. They'd love to do this for you. It's Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com, the team that just keeps setting records over there. They keep doing a great job. I've signed two mortgages with them. I'll do it. If I ever do another one, then we'll do it with those guys as well. Great people, local people. Don't do an 800.com company across the country. Do it here locally. PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a very short break. We'll come back for more. It's the Mickey Pollard Show. More after this.